If you're looking for a way to transfer your embroidery patterns to your fabric without drying them on, you can use something like this, which is water-soluble stabilizer, otherwise known as Stick and Stitch. The sheets in these packages are 8.5 by 11, so they fit perfectly in your regular printer. One side of the Stick and Stitch paper is silky and smooth, and the other side is kind of rough and textured. This is the side that you would print your designs on. Once your design is printed on the paper, you would peel the back off, stick it to your project, and stitch. And then when you're done, you just rinse it away with water. I am preparing one page to print, so I'm putting a bunch of little images together in Canva. This next step is optional, but because the images are outlined in black, I'm going to go and adjust the transparency down to make them lighter so that when I print them, they won't be as dark. Lightening the image can help prevent ink bleed when you rinse your final project. I am printing mine in my regular printer, and it is using the regular standard printer ink. In my printer, the textured side goes up when I print, but I always run mine through with a test page first to make sure I know which direction to put the paper in so it prints on the right side. Here is the final printed page with all of the images on it, and when I'm ready to stitch, I will just cut the image out, stick it to the fabric, and get started. I'll show you the finished project and how to rinse it in another video.